हीट वेव ने पिछले 200 वर्षों में ऑस्ट्रेलिया में बहुत सी जाने ली हैं। ये मौतें बाकी अन्य प्राकृतिक खतरे की तुलना में कहीं ज्यादा हैं और कम सामाजिक आर्थिक समुदायों को अत्यधिक प्रभावित कर रही हैं। अब कई लोग स्थानीय और राज्य सरकारों पर आरोप लगा रहे हैं कि इससे बचने के लिए वे तैयारी नहीं कर रहे और अब उन्हें कार्रवाई करने के लिए कह रहे हैं। ह्यूमन राइट्स वॉच एक ऐसा समूह है जिसने हाल ही में ग्रेटर वेस्टर्न सिडनी में बढ़ते तापमान के साथ रहने वालों के संघर्षों की खोज करते हुए एक फोटो निबंध कमीशन किया है। ग्रेटर वेस्टर्न सिडनी क्षेत्र एक मल्टीकल्चरल क्षेत्र माना जाता है जहां विभिन्न संस्कृति के लोग बसे हैं और एक बड़ा प्रवासी और मुख्य रूप से श्रमिक वर्ग समुदाय रहता है। ऐसा ही एक उपनगर पेनरिथ है जहां जनवरी 2020 में ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सबसे ज्यादा गर्मी रिकॉर्ड की गई थी। माना जा रहा है ये उपनगर पृथ्वी का सबसे गर्म स्थान के रूप में पंजीकृत किया गया था। पेनरिथ का तापमान 48.9 डिग्री सेल्सियस के उच्च स्तर पर पहुंचा था और इसने 80 साल पहले के रिकॉर्ड को भी तोड़ा। डॉक्टर किम लू रिवरस्टोन के पास के इलाके में एक जनरल प्रैक्टिशनर हैं और वे याद करते हुए कहती हैं कि कैसे उनके पास आए कुछ लोग इस बढ़ते तापमान से प्रभावित थे। उन्होंने अपनी एक पेशेंट रिबेका के बारे में बताते हुए कहा,
So she had a newborn baby and it was so hot because it was over 40 degrees. And there was smoke everywhere for 80 days. So she said it was so hard in the house because Australian houses aren't made to prevent smoke coming in. She had a tiny born, newborn baby. You go inside the house was smoky and hot. Outside was smoky. And there was really, if you live in Western Sydney, your relatives live in Western Sydney, there's nowhere to escape. So she ended up going to the shopping center during the day.
Dr. Lu धरती के गर्म होने का वर्णन कर रही हैं, लेकिन ये वास्तविकताएं हैं जो ग्रेटर वेस्टर्न सिडनी की इकोलॉजी और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर द्वारा और बदतर बना दी गई है। वेस्टर्न सिडनी यूनिवर्सिटी में अर्बन स्टडीज के एसोसिएट प्रोफेसर सेबास्टियन पफोश कहते हैं कि क्षेत्र के भूगोल और अर्बन डिजाइन दोनों ही कारण हैं जो वेस्टर्न सिडनी के निवासियों के लिए जलवायु परिवर्तन संघर्ष को बढ़ा रहे हैं। वे कहते हैं,
The sea breeze is one important aspect. The general geomorphology of the Sydney Basin plays into this effect. And then, of course, we are accelerating the heat issue by the way we are building in Western Sydney, which is flat and wide, car dependency, roads everywhere, dark materials, heat absorbing and re-emitting built form, which is of course a big problem when we come from a relatively green area into a very gray area now. The interesting bit is that really for many, many years, anything that was built, not even in Western Sydney, I would say throughout Australia, has not been built with heat mitigation in your mind. It was cheap or it was beautiful or it was functional, but it was not related to heat safety. And that is now something that we have to slowly change because it is getting hotter, extreme temperatures are going up, and we will need to protect ourselves against extreme heat much better than we did in the past.
Ian Tijolkar ek 17 varshiya chhatra hai jo Greater Sydney ke nichle ब्लू माउंटेन्स क्षेत्र में स्थित स्प्रिंगवुड हाई स्कूल में पढ़ रहा है। इयन के स्कूल का गेट पेड़ों से घिरा हुआ है, मगर अधिकांश कक्षाएं बिना किसी छाया के हैं और हर दोपहर में वहां तपती धूप आती है। इयन कहते हैं,
You see throughout the summer in your classes, no one is paying attention. Your paper gets wet from sweat dripping, like it's actively distracting from learning. And I've heard from other students about times that, you know, they've been lightheaded. They have to lie on the floor to stay conscious in class. That's an actual problem that students are facing, staying conscious in class. Our buildings at our school, they don't have proper insulation. So they're built basically as these big brick blocks without shading. And the sun hits those bricks throughout the day. And then into the afternoon, that heat gets radiated back into us, basically like a solar oven. So we're constantly facing this heat no matter where we are in the school.
Springwood School ki adhikansh kakshaon mein air conditioner nahi laga hai aur Ian ne ab yeh dekhna shuru kar diya hai ki kaise jalvayu parivartan ka chhatron ke padhne par mahatvapurna prabhav pad raha hai.
We did a study as to what to learn over the summer of 2018 to 2019 when I was going into year 9, and we put 16 temperature sensors in our classrooms and 4 in the grounds of our schools in our school, and we found that our classrooms exceeded the optimal learning temperature that most, you know, classrooms should be at. The optimal learning temperature is 22 to 24 degrees Celsius. And we were reaching temperatures of 37 degrees in our classrooms. So, you know, completely unacceptable.
Ian aur unke sahpathiyon ne Too Hot to Learn namak ek pehal ki sthapna ki aur Springwood High School mein tapman mapne ke liye Pashchimi Sydney Vishwavidyalay ke vaigyanikon ko aamantrit kiya. Chhatron dwara ekatrit kiye gaye data ka upyog karte hue vaigyanikon ne paya ki Springwood mein kakshaon mein hawa ka tapman 60% adhik hai.
We've gotten to this point where a lot of our classrooms are air conditioned. We air conditioned our hottest classrooms. Based on the results of our study. But the state government didn't pay for that. We had to actively allocate our school's budget towards air conditioning. And that took, you know, a lot of conversations with the school executive and the PNC to get that happening because the state government ignored us.
SBS News ने राज्य की शिक्षा मंत्री सारा मिशेल से बात करने की कोशिश की कि क्यों ईएन के स्कूल को फंडिंग से वंचित किया गया था लेकिन वे टिप्पणी के लिए उपलब्ध नहीं थीं। मगर राज्य सरकार के स्कूल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के प्रमुख एंथनी मैनिंग ने बताया
In the first wave, which was kind of the main announcement, every school that applied got the funding. So essentially that kind of used up kind of that phase of the funding that was available to us, and that was the commitment around the 900 schools. So it was effectively every school that applied, regardless of where they were. So some of the schools that applied in round two didn't actually apply as part of round one. And so the round two process was then commenced and we've been working our way through those.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय संगठन Human Rights Watch दुनिया भर के 90 से अधिक देशों के पीड़ित लोगों को सहायता देने के लिए काम करता है. इस संगठन ने हाल ही में पश्चिमी सिडनी और उसके निवासियों पर जलवायु परिवर्तन के प्रभावों की खोज करते हुए एक फोटो निबंध शुरू किया. सोवी मैकनेल एक पूर्व पत्रकार और इस परियोजना पर एक शोधकर्ता थी.
It's really alarming to hear all of these stories of people in Western Sydney who can't afford, you know, to use their air conditioning when it gets really hot. What we really want to highlight here is that extreme heat is not something that everyone can afford to cope with, you know. And when you have these heat waves, which are exacerbated by climate change, then it really is incumbent on local government and state government to come up with plans. You know, they have a human rights responsibility to protect the most vulnerable people in our community when you have these extremely high temperatures for days and weeks on ends.
Sophie का कहना है कि अधिकांश ऑस्ट्रेलियाई इस बात से अवगत नहीं हैं कि समुदाय के सबसे कमजोर वर्ग के लोगों के लिए परिणाम कितने गंभीर हैं।
I don't think Australians would be aware that heat waves have caused more deaths in this country in the past 200 years than any other natural hazard. And you know, there's so many vulnerable groups that are really at risk when you have heat waves and really high temperatures. So you've got kids, you've got older people, pregnant women, people with disabilities, people with chronic health conditions, and extreme heat can just really exacerbate the stress on the bodies of all of those groups.
SBS News से Tina Quinn की इस रिपोर्ट को प्रस्तुत किया है Natasha Call ने SBS हिंदी के लिए।